off. This is where we left off before the Oman trip of 1981. 44. Jerry West, 44. Okay, Rabbeinu Zal bases this Torah on a pasuk, Layomush Sefer HaTorah Hazeh Mipicha. This is very interesting. Rabbeinu Zal comes out with a certain concept in this Torah that's important. Rabbeinu Zal says, the pasuk says, Layomush Sefer HaTorah Hazeh Mipicha, this Torah will never leave your lips, Umipi Zaracha, the lips of your children, should never leave your lips, and the lips of your children, and the lips of your children's children, Umipi Zara Zaracha Adaylam. This is the wording in the pasuk. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki ha-Torah hi ruchnius. The Torah is a spiritual item. Va'asher zach, yosh, va'asher zach, and one who is pure, yoshor po'oloi. His work is smooth. V'sichloi ruchni, and his seichel is spiritual. And a person like that, yochel litvois kol ha-Torah kula. He can grasp the entire Torah, and not forget anything that he learns. Why? The question is, if the Torah is so vast and it's so many millions of pieces, billions of pieces of knowledge, how is it conceivable to contain it all within a limited space? The answer is, ki davar ruchni einai tayfes makayim, because a spiritual item takes up zero space. Spiritual is above the concept of space. V'yochel ha-Torah lehispashet v'lishkoin besichloi. So the Torah that this person takes into his mind can spread out and rest within his seichel, within his brain. That's if a person is ruchni, a person is spiritual and he has a pure head. Achmi shehu megashim divrei Torah. But a person who studies Torah and he's megashim the Torah, he makes it physical. Vo'isa mimenu mamoshes, and he makes it into a tangible item. Azai yesh lo shir v'kitzva. Then it has an amount, it has a set amount. In other words, it begins to take form, physical form, where there are limitations of space. Kama hu yochel litvois b'sichloi v'lo yoser. Then there's a set amount, how much this person can grasp in his mind, and not more. V'im yirtze lahasig yoser. And once he goes past his limit, once he goes past his limit, if he would want to try to grasp more than his limit, azai yidche ma shekvar nichnas b'sichloi. Then that which he already took into his mind would get pushed out. Kederech kol davar gashmi, as is the rule by normal physical items. Im hu kvar mole, that if a person has a cup that's full, im yimalenu yeser, if he tries to put more than that into it, once the cup is full, yitche ma shehoya boy kvar, it'll force some of the quantity that was in that container to get spilled out. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Umizeh bo hashikha," and this is what causes a person to forget part of his learning. When a person sees that shikha is applicable to him, the concept of shikha is applicable to him, it's only because of a chasaron by him. In other words, Rabbeinu Zal stating here that there definitely does exist a possibility of a person learning and being able to retain everything that he learns and being able to encompass within his memory, within his brain, more and more, keep adding to it without any of it falling out. In other words, it's not like you push in some and some has to come out the other end. It's conceivable to add to it and keep adding without any problem. When the person's Torah is ruchni, is complete spiritual doesn't take up any space. Once he starts making his Torah gashmi, and it has a mamoshes to it, then he enters into a category where it's not possible to be able to contain a limitless amount. There is a limitation, and once you go past the limit, when you add from one end, you're subtracting from the other end. You're learning new things, and you're forgetting old things that you learn. V'zehu, Rabbeinu Zal says, this is what the pasuk says, lo yomush sefer ha-Torah. The wording in the pasuk was, lo yomush sefer ha-Torah. The sefer Torah should not leave. That was the word, should not leave, depart. Rabbeinu Zal says, yomush miloshim mamoshus. The word yomush also means tangible, being able to touch. Kamashikosuv, as it says, when the Jews were in Egypt, and Hashem inflicted the plague of choshech, it says, V'yomesh choshech. You were able to feel the darkness was so thick, it was touchable. You were able to feel the darkness. Kleimar, meaning, what does the pasuk mean to say when it says, La'yomush sefer ha-Torah zeh mipicha? You know what it means? Tizoher, try to be careful, shelo tihyeh mamoshus v'gashmius b'divrei ha-Torah mipicha. Try to be careful to see to it that there should not become a tangibility, a physicalness to the Torah when it comes out of your mouth. Kleimar, machmas picha. In other words, why does it say mipicha? Because the Torah itself is spiritual. But depending on you, depending on what type of person you are, when the Torah is emitted from your mouth, because we know that you don't learn Torah with your eyes, you learn it with your mouth. Ki chayim heim l'moitzayim b'peh. So when the Torah comes out of your mouth, if you're not a holy person, if you're not a religious person, what'll happen is that the Torah takes on physical form, and then it has limitations of space. There's only so much that can be contained within your mind, and not more. Pirish sheyotze meitoch, the Torah that comes forth from you, yihyeh lo mamoshus v'gashmius, be careful that it shouldn't have mamoshus and gashmius, tangibility and physicalness to it. Tizoher mizeh. So the pasuk is warning, be careful of this item. Lo yomush sefer Torah mipicha. V'zeh shom razal, this is what the Gemara points out in Bab Metzia. The Gemara tells a story that Rav Yosef wanted to remember all of his knowledge. So the Gemara says, Shehisana Rav Yosef mem yoim sheyiskayim limudoi. Rav Yosef fasted for a period of 40 days, a fast, in order to be able to hold on to his learning, that he shouldn't forget any of his learning. The Gemara says, Achvulei, so then they showed him in a dream. One night he went to sleep after his 40-day fast, and they showed him in a dream the pasuk Lo yamushu mipicha. They showed him in a dream a pasuk that the Torah will never go away, will never leave your lips, meaning Hashem was telling him, I give you a guarantee because you did this fasting that the Torah is never going to be forgotten from you. The Gemara says once he saw that, this gave him his chaska strength. He started fasting again. He fasted a second time, v'shuv hisana, achvulei umi pizaracha. Then they showed him that for his second fast, he was given a guarantee that the Torah would never leave his children even. Even his children would not forget their learning. Kloimar, lo yomushu v'yagushmu mipicha. The Torah will not become tangible and gashmius through your mouth. V'azai yiskayim talmudai. And that will result in the fact that his limud, his learning, will have a kiyim. Ki lo yihye shikha. There will not be any shikha. Ki dova ruchni enoi teife smokhain. Because we know that a spiritual item does not take up any space whatsoever. V'doik. And think into this carefully, you'll see that this hits out completely. So Rabbein is all saying very clearly here, advice to a person, we're all obligated to study Torah, and one of the purposes of studying Torah is Kiyum. The reason for learning Shulchan Aruch is to know how to live. The reason for learning Gemara is not to become knowledgeable, it's to know how to lead a life that will give Hashem Nachas, the way Hashem wants you to live. The only way you can do that is by retaining your learning. If you forget your learning, then the whole thing, it loses a lot of its effect. Rabbein Azal says here, what's the key to being able to retain your learning? Be careful that the Torah should not take on any mamushus when it comes out of your mouth. Don't make it physical, don't cheapen it. To consider it always a spiritual item, a very holy item, consider it always ruchnius. In other words, there are people who learn Torah and the Torah becomes gashmius mipihem. When they start talking it, they throw it around. They throw around words of Torah. They don't speak the words of Torah with tremendous derech eretz. They don't show the proper derech eretz to svarim and to a shul, to that type of item. Because of that, it results in this concept of yomush. It receives a mamoshus, and then they can't retain it all. Rabbein Azal says if a person is zeichet to make himself ruchni, then it's conceivable for his brain to be lamalam and amokim, to be able to absorb more and more knowledge and not to forget it. What should a person do about this? Daven Tashem. Daven Tashem, I was just told how to retain it. Let me be zeichet to follow the advice that's given here.
Does it mean exploiting her, let's say, money, that type of thing?
Like? But that's another way of doing it. In other words, the u'de'ishtamesh betag l'cholof, that's the wording that's used there also. In other words, a person who is mishamesh with Torah, also cheapening it. He makes it gashmi, he doesn't treat it as ruchni, that type of item.
Making a subject out of it, and people studying this and Talmud class,
right,
and
right.
Studying
again. In other words, they're taking it like a gashmiistic item. They're not treating it with the proper the respect that it should be treated with. To refer to it always as ruchni, an item that's above us, that's special, very special.
And the person who would be pure then would have to come off like a genius, like a unbelievable genius. Anything that he would touch, it would.
100%. And I'm saying, you look at the tzaddikim amitiyim, you look at their knowledge of Torah, whether it be Rabbein Azal or all the tzaddikim, these tzaddikim who wrote Sfarim, the Gedolei Hador, you see the Sfarim that they've written, and you figure what kind of memory bank it took to be able to retain this. How is it conceivable? The answer is because they held it in such high regard, as a davaruchni, isn't taifis makayim. They were able to absorb more and more, and it was able to, they were able to maintain it, no problem. Baruch Hashem. Now note the wording v'yomesh chayshech. In other words, Rabbi Nizal brings proof from matas chayshech, which is the meaning of shikha. Rabbi Nizal mentioned many times the Sifrei Kabbalah say that the word shikha is the letters ha-chayshech. It's a darkness. What is shikha? Shikha doesn't mean that I lose the item. The item goes out of my head. Proof is that there are times when you forget something, and then 2 days later you're thinking, and the item comes back to you. Shikha means that there's a darkness. There's a blackness that comes, that hides the item from you. It's temporarily hidden from you. Which means that, let's say a person has studied Torah for the past 10 years, and he forgot what he learned in 6th grade, and 7th grade, and 8th grade in yeshiva. It is conceivable for a person to be mispalel to Hashem now, to ask Hashem, Hashem, please let me be zeicha. Please return to me these lost items, these items that are in my head, but they're just lost, so that I can use it to serve you. If I have that knowledge available to me, I'm going to be able to serve you better. For that reason, I'm begging of you to let me be zecha to zikar and nikdusha, to be able to remember, to retain everything I learn, so that I'll be able to take advantage of it, so I'll be able to use it for myself, so I'll be able to teach other people. If I forget, if I remember what I learn, I can pass on the information to other people. If not, not. That's it.
At the beginning of the Gemara, when they mentioned about Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, he also used that kind of lashon, like Yomesh Seifa.
Right.
Just a second.
That was his own.
Right. Kiloisi shokach mi pizari. There it just says mi pizari. The same kind of wording mi pizari is, but there it uses the word shikha, not v'yomesh. But here, Rabbi Nezal brings the pasuk v'yomesh chayshech. You see that these two things are being put together. Mamoshus, making the Torah a tangible item, that results in shikha. And note, interestingly, if you recall, Rabbi Zal, when he said the whole chiddush about Torah, kiner mitzvah, the Torah oyer, Torah is light. If you recall, when Rabbi Zal said the whole chiddush about Chanukah, the light, like Yehudim haya something oyer b'mayshvay, or the Chol B'nei Yisrael haya oyer b'mayshvay, that's written by Makas Chayshech B'davka, that to them it was Chayshech, and by the Jews it was oyer at that time. Oyer symbolizing the Kedusha B'Torah, you know, the opposite of forgetting, Chas V'Shalom. Forgetting is HaChayshech, and the Torah is the concept of Zikar and the Kedusha. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Torah Kuf Yud Aleph. This is very short, but very, very powerful. Rabbi Nezal says, Rosh B'nai Yisrael, the term Rosh B'nai Yisrael, a leader of the Jewish nation, which is a term that's used throughout the Torah, Rosh Tevois, Rebbe. The first letters of those words, Rosh B'nai Yisrael, make up the word Rebbe, which means that what is a Rebbe? A Rebbe is a leader of B'nai Yisrael, a leader of Klal Yisrael, whether it be a leader of 20 members, or a leader of 50 members, or a leader of 600,000 members, that's the definition of a Rebbe. Ulehepech, and the opposite you also have. Rishoim b'chayshech yidmu, the Pesuk says in Shmuel Anovi, Rishoim, that Rishoim wander in the darkness. Rishoim b'chayshech yidmu, Rosh Tevis Rebbe. That's also Rosh Tevis Rebbe. This is what Rabbi Nezal says. You have a Rebbe, which is a concept of Reish b'nei Yisrael. Now within the Reish, what's the most important part? Okay, the Pesuk says, V'hachacham einov b'roishai. A chacham keeps his eyes on his head, in his head. Meaning, the Zohar Kodesh says, what does this mean? Hachacham einov b'roishai. Everybody has his eyes in his head. B'roishai means al roishai. In other words, to recognize that there's always one above him. He recognizes the concept of a yarmulke. Why does a religious Jew wear a yarmulke? To show that he recognizes that he's never top. There's always something above him. There's always something. Yarmulke is yore mikah. He keeps his fear of Hashem on his head. That's this concept of achacham ein of b'roishai. So a person who is zeichet to a Rebbe Emes, to a real Rebbe of Kiddusha. Okay, so a Rebbe of Kiddusha is this concept of Reish B'nai Yisrael, and within the Reish, the Iker is the Einayim, meaning that he lights up, he teaches his Talmidim Torah, he lights up a way for them, a derech in life. He shows them that which was originally dark for them. Without his guidance, they were wandering around in the darkness. He gives them eyes to be able to see clearly what direction to take. The purpose of a Rebbe is to give direction to Talmidim. The opposite of that, you have people who are Rebbe, But it's the opposite. It's a Rebbe, and yet he leads them nowhere. He leads them off the deep end. He leads them, he gives people guidance, where the guidance is the wrong kind of guidance. And this is why we have within the Vidui that we say, one of the outstanding sentences is, Yo'atznu ro, chas b'shalom. A person has to apologize to Hashem in case I ever had an incident where somebody asked me for advice, and I gave him the wrong advice, that's catastrophe. You picture how much pech Hashem gives to a person like that. Idiot, if you aren't sure, if somebody asked you a question, guidance on something, or advice, if you didn't know, why didn't you just say, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Ask somebody else. Ask someone who's more competent. Ask someone who's more religious. Maybe he'll know how to guide you. This is something that requires an apology to Hashem. But unfortunately, you have this concept of a Rebbe of Sidra Achra, which results in Rishoyim Bachai Shechidmu. It's the opposite of this guidance, that his Talmidim are led to wander through the darkness, Chas V'Shalom. They wander around in the Keach HaMedame. Yidmu is this concept of Medame, where they never know right from wrong, they never know what to do, what not to do. And note here also the difference between Oyer and Cheshech. Medame is this concept of confusion, where a person doesn't, he makes the wrong types of comparisons. He doesn't know how to distinguish between right and wrong. The opposite of Medame, the Tikkun for Medame, is the Yontif of Chanukah. Specifically, Chanukah is the concept of Oyer. Chanukah is Begimatria Medame, the Sifrei Gevurah. Rabbi Zalman mentioned it, showing that that's Reish Bnei Yisrael, the concept of Oyer, versus Rishoyim Bachai Shech Yidmu. This concept of Medame. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, just a second. That I said as far as Chanukah, the Yontif of Chanukah is known as the Yontif of lights, specifically light, the light of Torah, this light of being guided, given direction. So it's brought, there is a term, one of the terms that's used in referring to the Satan, the Satan is called Koyach HaMedame. He tries to make things seem what they're really not. He tries to make sins seem delicious, tasty, pleasurable, and he tries to make what should be pleasurable, the study of Torah and serving Hashem, he tries to make that despicable to the person, distasteful. That's this concept of medame, where a person makes what's right seem wrong, and what's wrong seem right. The tikkun for this is the Yontif of Chanukah. Chanukah is the opposite of that. Chanukah is Birur HaMedame, where we light up, we light the lights to shine away, to show us clearly right from wrong, to distinguish right from wrong. This is why the Sifra Kabbalah bring that the word Chanukah is Begimatria Medame, showing that it's the opposite. That's the tick and the correction for this Koyach HaMedame. Here, just for a second, I want to do a piece in the Parpois L'Chachmo, which is very easy, but it pays to see how he analyzes this Torah. He gives a little clarification to it. It's page 79 in the back, in the Parbaras L'Chachma. And we're looking in the left-hand column, the bottom paragraph. Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, Reish Bnei Yisrael, Rosh Yeteves Rebbe. Rav Nachman Shigurin Zal writing, and he says, Shomati Mei Ovizal, I heard from my father, Zichron Levracha, Sheledatoi, according to him, HaPirush Bozeh, the explanation for this was, for this Torah was, when a person is zeichet to find a good Rebbe, azai hu meir einei hamikurovin elov, that Rebbe lights up the eyes of those who are attached to him. He shines away for them, al derech hachacham einov bereishai. As the pasuk says, a chacham keeps his eyes in his head, meaning the ikar part of the reish is the einayim. That's the main part. So when we say reish bnei Yisrael, it means that what's another term that's used to refer to chachamim, to rabbonim? Einei ho'eda. Einei ho'eda. That's what they call the eyes of the community. The chachamim are the eyes of the community because the community is supposed to use their eyes to see through. A Jew has a question whether to build a house or not, whether to buy a house, whether to go into a certain job, or how to deal with his children. All of these questions, is he supposed to use his own eyes? No, the answer is there is this concept of einei ho'eda, the eyes of the community. You're supposed to look through their eyes, take advantage of the advice that they can give. Ki hu be'emes Reish Bnei Yisrael, because a leader like this is a true Reish Bnei Yisrael. U'kemoy she'oyer ho'einayim, rak meho Reish v'hamoyach, just like the light of the eyes, where does it come from? The eye isn't anything, the eye is a machine that's hooked up to the brain, to the Reish, to the Moyach. When a person is zeichet to a worthy Rebbe, Shehu Reish Bnei Yisrael Be'emes, who is a real Jewish leader, Azai, who mayor Lahadir, this Rebbe shines a path for the generation. Upoiseach einehem mamish, and he literally opens up the eyes of the people, where without him they didn't see, they didn't know what to do, what not to do. He gives them this knowledge, this seichel, and they feel like he resolved, he literally took them through a darkness. Gam ki elech begeitz amoyes leiro ki ata imodi, that kind of concept. Each person realizes that this world is full of pitfalls. A person can make millions of mistakes. Begashmias beruchnias, if you have somebody to go to, who you trust, who you could ask, should I do this, should I not do this, should I move to Eretz Yisrael, should I marry this girl? These kinds of things that require some guidance. If a person is zecher to get the right kind of guidance, he can save himself from a lot of mistakes. It's explained also in another place in Rabbi Nizal's writings. That's on the good side. But the opposite also holds true. Rebbe she'enai hogun, if a person has a Rebbe who is not worthy, not only does this rabbi not light the eyes of the person, he makes things darker for the person than the person saw himself. There are certain mistakes. If the person were doing a guessing game, playing a guessing game, let's say he would guess 50% right, 50% wrong. Sometimes a person attaches himself to a Rebbe, a leader, whose percentage is worse than the person. The Rebbe's margin of being correct is 20%, and the person comes out chas v'shalom worse. Shezeh b'chinas b'choshech yidmu. That's this concept of wandering in the darkness. Kemu'umavur b'fnim. Now, Rav Nachman Shibrinzal points out, v'ayin gam b'sefer hakoneh. Look also in one of these Sifrei Kabbalah, the Sefer Hakoneh. Shema'arich, he speaks at great length. B'gnus horebi she'enoi hogin. In smashing people who are leaders who aren't worthy, how rough a punishment there is for that. One who accepts a mantle of leadership, chas v'shalom, and he's not worthy of it, chas v'shalom, the kind of responsibility that he takes on himself. V'shom nemar, and the Sefer HaKone brings a different remez. He quotes a posik in Chumash. It says by Er, the son of Yehuda, the posik says, Vayhi Er ra b'enei Hashem. He was evil in the eyes of Hashem. And the Sefer HaKone brings that the words ra b'enei Hashem, Roshei Tevis Rebbe. That's also the Roshei Tevis Rebbe. You have a Rebbe who's Reish b'nei Israel, whom Hashem loves, and you have a Rebbe who is ra b'enei Hashem, chas v'shalom, whom Hashem despises. And the first tzaddikim all screamed about this, how careful a person has to be in selecting a Rebbe, to pick one who is a Rebbe Hogun, one who has good eyes, who can give good direction. Ulani is daiti. Now Rav Nachman Chigorinzal says, according to my own feeling, the Rutzalaymar al Derech She Kosu Bezoyar Nosoi, the Zohar Kodesh says in Parshas Nosoi, and this Pasuk Urishoim Bachoshech Yidmu, the Zohar Kodesh says the Inun Erev Rav, that refers to the Erev Rav. Where do you have a group of people who wandered around in the darkness? In other words, making mistakes, doing the wrong thing. This was the Erev Rav, those who came out of Mitzrayim with the Jews, and yet you find them making one mistake after another, leading the people into pitfalls, into darkness. And the Zohar Kodesh says over there, Ve'ishadron Rayon al Yisrael. They became leaders, shepherds of Klal Yisrael. The Inun Reshe Amma, leaders of the nation. Alayhu Itmar, and about them, the Posek says in Eicha, which we just had recently, Hoyu Tzoreho L'Rosh. Her enemies became leaders. The enemies of the Jews became leaders. Leaders of whom? Leaders of the Jews, Rachmona Litzlon. Hayu Tzareh L'Rosh refers to these Rabbonim Sheinim Agunim that became leaders. The Erev Rav became leaders. They were the ones who led the way into the pitfalls. The Chayim Parshas Pinchas also, the Zohar Kodesh says there, Kad Erev Rav Inon Me'uravin B'Yisrael. When the Erev Rav is mixed in with the Jews, Mike Siv, you know what the Pasuk says? The enemies of the Jews were the leaders. They were the ones who led the way. The Israel and the Jewish nation, Bosar Demis Avriminahu Elain, once they removed these characters from themselves, once they cut off the Erev Rav, Mike Siv, what does the Pasuk say? Se'u es roish koladas b'nei Yisrael. Lift up, elevate the leaders of the Jewish community. Note, roish koladas b'nei Yisrael versus Urishon b'cheshech yidmu. This distinction between these two. Halavai, we should be zeche to find a Rebbe Emes, as Rav Nosson Zal says in the Kutei Halachos, that this is a quest that a person goes through his entire life searching for the tzaddik emes, searching for a Rebbe emes, one who could guide him, one who could lead him al pi derech hayosher. What's a very good example of a Rebbe emes? The Torah Shebal Peh. Rav Moshe Zal says on the Kutei Halachas that this is what distinguishes the Goyim from the Yidden lahavdil. The Goyim also learn Torah Shebichsav, supposedly, the Testament, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the In-Between Testament, whatever they call it. But their learning of the Torah is this concept of Rishoyim B'Chayshech Yidmu. Why? Because the Goyim don't accept any concept of a Rebbe. They accept the concept of Hashem. They don't accept the Chachamim, the words of the Chachamim. Whereas we, the Jews, our emuna in Teresh Shebal Peh, when we learn Teresh Shebal Peh, each Jew who sits down to learn Gemara, Brachas, or whatever Masechta Saita, and he learns Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Rebbe Yeshua Omer, and he takes those words with reverence, it means he's accepting Rebbe Eliezer as his Rebbe, Rebbe Yeshua as his Rebbe. He's going to use their knowledge to guide him in life, to know how to live, what to do, what not to do, and all of those things. That's in the sense of Sforim, the concept of Aseh Lecha Rav Ukneh Lecha Chaver. A person has to make for himself a physical Rebbe, and if a person doesn't have a physical Rebbe, the best alternative is Nischaber Al Hakone, attach yourself to the pen. Kneh Lecha Chaver, Kneh is a Kone, a pen. Lecha Chaver, attach yourself to the pen, meaning to the Sforim of the Rebbe, to the Sforim of the Tzadikim, and there you'll draw the light of the Rebbe, because we know that the Gemara says, Ano Nafshi Ksovis Yehovis. When a person writes something, by looking at a person's writing, you see the Nefesh of that person. So if a person wants to attach himself to a Rebbe, when we say attaching yourself to a Rebbe, this doesn't mean looking at him with goo-goo eyes or standing around him. It means drawing from his knowledge, drawing direction from him in life, to be able to direct yourself, to be able to direct other people. That can be done either through him verbally or through his sforim, through his tapes, through his sforim that are written. These are all manners of having a Rebbe Emes upon himself. And Rav Moshe Zal says, once a person feels that he found a Rebbe Emes, that's when the search first begins to find the Rebbe. Finding it means to find the oir of the Rebbe, as Rabbeinu is all stressing here, meaning, all right, I recognize that this is a Talmud Chacham now, which means I recognize that he has a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of etzos. The Zohar Kodesh says the Torah is called not Taryag Mitzvos, Taryag Eaton, 613 advices, pieces of advice by Hashem that will help you live a good life, lead a good life. A person, once he finds the Rebbe Emes, has to be mispalt, Hashem, Hashem, please let me be zeche to find the oyer of the Rebbe Emes, the oyer of Rabbeinu Zal, the oyer of the Tzadikim Amitim today, to be zeche to find that light, to be able to draw on it, and to be able to take advantage of it. Rabbi, we should all be zeche to follow Rabbeinu Zal Zaitzeh here. Go ahead.
The Goyim don't accept Parashat Kalkas?
Right.
How do you
compare
to Goyim and the Goyim accept Hashem?
Yeah. Rav Moshe Zal writes in the Kutei Halachas, as is known in worldly knowledge, that by many Goyim there is a concept of Hashem. There is a concept of the Old Testament. In other words, they do learn about Abraham and his son and Bim, everything. What's the difference? Where do the Jews split out from the Goyim? Specifically in Torah Shebal Peh, which means Emunas Chachamim, which means Reish Bnei Yisrael versus Rishonim B'chei Shech Yidmo. That's where the distinction is. 100%. Rav Moshe Zal writes in the Kutei Halachas that that's what distinguishes the Goyim from the Yidmo. Next, Torah Kuf Yud Beis. This Torah is very... very interesting. Every Torah is very interesting. This Torah has a lot of information for us. Rabbeinu Zal bases this Torah on the pasuk Tzoyhar Ta'aseh LaTevo Ve'el Amo Techaleno Milmolo U'Pesach HaTevo B'tzida Tosim Tachtiim Shniim U'Shlishim Ta'aseho. This was talking about the case of the ark that Noach built, if you recall, when there was a flood and Noach was told how to save himself by building a special ark. These were the instructions that Hashem was giving to Noach. Tzoyhar Ta'aseh LaTevo. Make a tzayhar for the ark, and there's a machlekes in the Gemara. One rabbi says that tzayhar means a window, that Hashem said make a window to allow light to come in. Another rabbi says that tzayhar means an even toiv, a special type of stone that would give off light of its own. And v'el amo techaleno milmolo, and complete it. This describes some of the measurements in the roof of the tevo, u'pesach ha-tevo b'tzida tosim, and the entrance to the ark should be on the side. There should be a side entrance. Tachtiim shniim u'shlishim taseho. And the teva had three levels. It was tri-level. There were three levels, three floors within me Tevof Noyach. This is the wording in the Chumash. Rabbeinu Zal is going to base a whole Torah now on this concept of the Teva of Noach, which rescued him from the Mabul. Now, this Torah that we have here, Torah Kuf Yud Beis, is also related to Torah Tess that we had in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal also quoted this pasuk and discussed similar concepts, but here it's going to be discussed with a slight variation, a slight twist from what it was discussed over there. But this is very, very important. Rabbeinu Zal says, Pirush Rashi, Rashi HaKadosh says on the Pasuk, Tzoyhar Tase LaTevo, Rashi HaKadosh says, Tzoyhar Yesh Oimrim Even Toiv. There are those who say that Tzoyhar means a precious, a good stone, a precious stone that would give off light, that Hashem told Noach to take into the Teva, a stone that would give off light. V'yesh Oimrim Chaloin, and there are those who say that it meant a window. Rabbeinu Zal says, Hine Yodua, it is known, Ki Soviv Rishoim Yis Halochun, that the Rishoim, the Klipois, surround the Kedusha. We just mentioned the Shabbos, the Pasuk Zois Yerushalayim, Samtiho Bein Hagoyim. The Jews are always compared to a sheep surrounded by 70 wolves. Yerushalayim, surrounded, Israel surrounded by all enemies all around it. The concept of Soviv Rishoim Yis Halochun, the Rishoim surround the Kedusha. We find that the Sidra Achra, the force of Tumah, surrounds the Kedusha. Hashem made a balance. Hashem always made Tumah to oppose Kedusha in order that there should be free choice. Especially a person who has fallen into sins, v'nimshach achra sitra achra, and he has been drawn to the Satan, v'sham mekaymoy chas v'shalom, and that's his regular place, his kvius is by the Satan. A person like that, certainly, that person is surrounded by tumah. V'heim kol tzad, and the klipois surround this person on all sides. V'kasher ye'ere ruchay lo shevel Hashem, and when this person's spirit is aroused to want to return to Hashem, Kosheloi ma'oid lehispalel. It's very, very difficult for him to daven uladaber diburim lefnei Hashem and to speak words before Hashem. Why? Ki hein misaveven oisai mikol tzad. Because these klipos surround him on all sides. Lekol echod lefi inyonoi kanal. Each person according to his own level. According to how many sins that person committed up to this point, those sins, actually, the Gemara says clearly that each time a person commits a sin, he creates a malach of tumah. What do those malachim of tumah do? They surround the person, they form a shield around the person to try to trap him, to try to hold him there. And when this person tries to break out, tries to reach out to Hashem, he finds a barrier in his way that was created by him. He built the barrier that's preventing his words from being able to reach out to Hashem. And because this person finds it impossible to give out words to Hashem with fear and with love and with the proper chiyus, putting the proper chiyus into his tefillah, therefore what happens is that his words and his tefillahs that he speaks cannot penetrate the walls, the barriers that are separating him from Hashem, la'alois lamala, to rise upward, v'nishorim lemato tachas hamesochim. And what happens is his words of tefillah cannot rise up to the heavenly throne, and they remain downstairs, they remain on this low level, prevented from being able to break through these barriers. As the pasuk says, sakoiso be'onon loch, me'avoyer tefillah. Rabbeinu Zal on Torah Tess quotes a pasuk, sakoiso be'onon loch, Hashem has, the person has surrounded himself, sukkos, a sukkah, has made a cloud around himself, me'avoyer tefillah, which doesn't allow the tefillah to penetrate, to reach up to Hashem. The pasuk is written about Hashem, that kaviyochel Hashem has cloaked himself in clouds, not allowing the tefillahs of the Jews to penetrate. But this could also apply to the person himself. A person makes clouds around himself through the sins that he commits, which don't allow the words to be able to rise up to Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says, so what's the solution for this? Ad asher yizke v'yoshuv bo emes, until the person is zeiche to do real honest tshuva, v'yedaber diburim haro'uyin leskabel b'dechilo rechimo, and he begins to pour out words that are worthy of being accepted by Hashem, with real yira and ahava, may umka delibo, from the depth of his heart, behis ayurus godoil, with a tremendous arousal, azai mevakea hadibor, hameir eskol amechitzais v'hamasachem hamavdilim, then these words that he's speaking now, with fire, with his lavos, break through, they crash through these barriers that was separating him. V'ya'alu imoi kol hadiburim shayu munachim lamato ad heino. And these words, when this tefillah rises up, it schleps up with it all the tefillahs that were poured out up to that point that weren't powerful enough to go up. They all get dragged along with this one tefillah that came out now with real purity from the depth of the person's heart, where he really put everything he had into it. Rabbi Nizal asks now, "Ach eich yizkeloze, how is a person zeicher to give forth this type of tefillah that's so powerful that it can crash through all of these barriers, plus it can take up with it all the tefillahs up until that point that weren't able to go up?" Rabbi Nizal says, ho ikor, shehakoil tolui boy, the main thing upon which everything is dependent, the whole Jewish religion is dependent on this one item, hu emes, is truth. The whole Yiddishkeit. Ho'ikr, note the wordings Rabbeinu Zal used here. Ho'ikr, shehakol talui boy, is emes. Leilech bederech emes lefi madregosoi. That the person should see to it to go with truth, with honesty, according to his level. Ki chaysamoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. Because this is the whole insignia of Hashem. The ring of Hashem. What is the stamp? What's the symbol of Hashem? The emblem of Hashem, the flag of Hashem, is emes. Ki emes hu roish toich soif. Emes spans the whole gamut of everything. The aleph is the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The tuf is the last letter. The mem is the middle letter, showing that emes is kolel every aspect of kedusha. Everything is within emes. V'kivon shehu b'madregas emes. And once the person achieves the level of emes, azai kaviyochel nislabish boy oyer Hashem yisborach biatzmoy. When a person is zeichet to be really honest and really sincere, the word emes goes together with the term tmimus. When a person is zeichet to real emes, you know what happens to that person? The oyer of Hashem itself cloaks itself within that person. Because Hashem's seal is emes. And about this person it's written, Hashem oiri v'yishi. Hashem is my light and my salvation. Yeshua, the whole concept of the Yeshua. V'kivon shehashem oir loy, and once Hashem light, Hashem is his light, Hashem lights up a path for him, yuchal limtzoi psochim harbe lotzeis mehachoyshech v'hagolus shehu sogur shom. Once this person has the light of Hashem with him, then he has a flashlight with him, then he can find many entrances, many exits, to be able to exit from the choshech within which he finds himself, to be able to exit and enter into the gather of Kedusha. Note, we quoted many, many times the pasuk, Hashem oircha va'amitcha. Emes is oir. Emes is ba'or pnei melechayim. So Rabbi Nizal says, ki be'emes yesh shom sochim harbe. Because in truth, even within the tumah, there are many exits. In other words, you would think that once a person falls in the tumah and the tumah surrounds him, there's no way to get out. Rabbi Nizal says, in truth, there are many exits. Kemo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Habola Tamei Paischin Loi. A person who wants to become Tamei Paischin Loi. The literal translation is that they open up a gate for him to enter into the tumah. Rabbi Nizal interprets it just the opposite. Habola Tamei Paischin Loi. A person who enters into Tumah should know that there are many psochim. Hashem makes psochim exits for him to be able to escape. And once you know that there are found entrances there, exits there, so then it would certainly be possible to be able to get out of this choshech. Rak, however, haksil b'choshech yelech. The pasuk says that the fool wanders around in the darkness, he's not capable of finding the entrances, the exits. V'layira ha'psochim lotzeis, he doesn't see the exit signs up to be able to know how to get out. V'hu osur v'koshur shom, and he finds himself tied up there, bound there. V'layitnu loy lotzeis, and they don't allow him to leave. Adasha yizkeh ledaber diburei emes lefnei Hashem, until the person is zeichet to speak a sincere type of tefillah before Hashem, diburim amitim, azai hadiburim meirim, then the words light a path for him, v'Hashem oir leikanal, and Hashem shines a path for him, v'azai pesach divorecho yo'ir mibein psoyim. The pasuk says the entrance of your words will light a path for you among fools. What does that mean? Ki hadiburim hameirim, these words that the person is zeicha to speak, these diburim amitim, which shine a path for him, hainu diburei emes kanal, heimarin loy hapesach, they lead him to the exit. Vahainu desayim mibein psoyim. This is why the pasuk says, pesach dvorecho yo'ir mibein psoyim, among fools. Where did you find yourself till now? In the gather of tuma, among the fools, among the rishoyim. Meaning, ki hapsoyim hanesunim b'choshech v'lo'yiru lotzeis, the fools who were placed into the darkness and they couldn't find a way to exit, yovinu v'yiru hapesach lotzeis min hachoshech, will get to understand and get to be aware of, get to see the exit by which they can exit from the darkness that they're in. Kemoi shekosuv, as the pasuk says, leimor la'asurim tzu'u la'asher b'choshech higolu, to say to those who are tied up, go out from your bondage, la'asher b'choshech, to those who are in darkness, higolu, let a path be revealed for you. So we see that there is this concept of being able to exit from this choshech. How? Through emes. The ikar item that's needed is to be able to speak diburei emes to Hashem. Rabbein Azal says, ach tzorich sheyihyeh ho emes, emes gomor. Now note, here there's truth and there's truth. There's sincerity and there's sincerity. There's all different levels. Rabbein Azal says here, yesh emes, Rabbein Azal says here, ach tzorich sheyihyeh ho emes, emes gomor. The emes has to be 100% emes. Borur, it has to be clear, vitzolul, crystal clear, where you can be able to see through it 100%, b'li shum doifi, without any taint to it whatsoever. And note Rabbein Azal's words now, v'hamaskil hamevin, and one who has brains, who understands, who thinks about what we're saying here, yesh loy lehispalel kol yomov, would be willing to daven his whole lifetime, sheyizke pam echad kol yemei chayev, that he should be zeche one time in his entire life, ladaber dibur echad shelemes lefnei Hashem koroi, to give forth a dibur emes to Hashem azayvi esdarf tzayin, the way it has to be, to give forth an hour of his spedidus, where every second of that hour he's being 100% honest with himself and sizing himself up, what his position is, how embarrassed he has to feel in speaking to Hashem, and how desperate he is in asking Hashem for Yeshua. In other words, we're talking about an unbelievable level of honesty with yourself and an honesty with Hashem. V'yesh bozeh kamo madregos. Rabbein Azal says there are many, many levels here. Obviously, if you think into this, this is the whole difference between people in the world. Each person, depending on how competent he is in being honest with himself and honest with Hashem, that determines where that person is holding in life. Because if you can't be honest with yourself and sizing yourself up and looking at yourself and saying that you're an amoritz or that you're not religious, then how can you really beg Hashem, Hashem, bring me close to you? When you're saying those words, bring me close to you, you're full of baloney. You don't mean it. You feel like you are close. You can't size yourself up honestly and size up the greatness of Hashem honestly and the greatness of other tzaddikim. Compare yourself to your Rebbe or to other tzaddikim and see where you stand to be able to really, really look at yourself honestly and figure how honest you have to be in speaking to Hashem and describing your matzav, your situation, how desperate you are, how naked you feel in standing before Hashem, and how much you need Hashem to help you, to be willing to have rachmanis on you, rachmanis that you don't deserve it all whatsoever, rachmanis that we're begging Hashem, please take pity on us and save us, rescue us from this cheshech. Rabbein Azal says, achmi umi shezeiche lebechinas emes ho'amiti, and a person who is zeiche to this emes ho'amiti, this real emes, azai Hashem oirloi, for that person Hashem lights up the path for him, va'azai hu meir ba'atzmoi, and that person becomes like a light bulb, he himself is like a light bulb, he generates light. Because kaviyochel, the light of Hashem becomes cloaked within that person becomes like a flashlight, like a torch. Va'azai hu meir ba'atzmoi, that person himself gives off light, kin eslamish boyer Hashem. Ach mi she'adayin lo hidgiyo lemadrego elyoina shelemes, but a person who has not yet achieved the very, very high level of emes, v'al kol zeh hu b'madrego shelemes, but he still has some degree of emes, af ki einoi meir ba'atzmoi, although a person like this, we would not refer to him as a torch, me'achar shelo hidgiyo le'emes hanochoin, because he hasn't achieved the real type of truth, a solid emes, al kol zeh still, ho emes choyil, whatever degree of honesty he has attained will help him, sheyuchal acher loho irboi, will allow another person to be able to shine into him, to guide him, to direct him. And note again what Rabbi Nazar is saying here. Note how clear he's explaining the situation in the world. Look at the morons in the world, those people who don't look for any advice or guidance. You know why they don't? Because they're lacking in emes. They're not honest with themselves in being honest, being capable to admit to themselves, how competent do you really feel you are to direct yourself in this sewer, this world that's so complex, so complicated, there's so many billions of ways to make mistakes, to mess up your life in this world, because these people are lacking in honesty, in being able to admit how poor they are in knowledge, and how much they need to be able to latch on to people who are more knowledgeable than them, and better than them, more experienced, to be able to draw on their knowledge and experience. That's what prevents them from even being a window whereby another person, a Rebbe, or a teacher, a guide, a professor, whatever you want to call it, could approach this person and advise him. He doesn't want to listen. A Rebbe comes over to him and gives him advice. His ears are clogged up, why stuffed up? Because he's not honest enough to admit, he's smarter, I'm dumber, there's obviously things I can glean from him, and if I'm just willing to show a certain degree of humbleness, a certain degree of honesty, I'll be able to get that knowledge from him. I'll be able to draw from him, to benefit from him. So Rabbi Nazar says now, so there's two levels of emes here. One person achieves so high a madrega of emes, whereby the oyer of Hashem is nislabesh in him, and that person becomes like a torch. Hashem oyercho va'amitcho. He has enough emes where he becomes a madura shel oyer, a torch of light. And he actually can shine a path. Another person has emes, but not that much, but he has enough emes whereby if there's another oyer, the oyer can shine through him. He's crystal clear, he's clean, he's not tainted at all. You get a dirty window, light can't come through that much. You get a real clean window without any dirt on it, without any tainting on it, at least the window doesn't give off any light. But if it's sunny outside, that window will allow a tremendous quantity of light to come into the room. So Rabbi Nazar says, the gamboze, and also in this madregos v'inyonim, there are many, many levels, and there's a lot of substance to this. There's a lot to discuss about this. Rabbi Nazar says, yovinem hamaskil batzmoy, and a person who has. Let them take care of it. Rabbi Nazar says, yovinem hamaskil batzmoy, and a person who has seichel will understand himself. That obviously there's billions of levels. Each and every person regarding this item is on a different level. Each person is capable of being a certain degree of honesty that's different from those above him and below him. Each one has his position within the ladder, within this framework of emes. Period. That's one topic.